Good morning, and welcome to Zion Lutheran as we celebrate this morning LWML Sunday. You'll notice the Lutheran Women in Mission, or the LWML banners that we have up this morning. The LWML ladies are sitting together down front, and at the end of service, they'll head down the center aisle to get our coffee hour ready and the door offering ready for supporting LWML missions. And our service this morning reflects the fact that we're taking some time out to recognize and celebrate the work of Lutheran Women in Mission. Let us begin this morning with the singing of our opening hymn, All Glory Be to God Alone.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, October 6th, 2024 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Ken Richard, Diane Breen, and Terry Biggs. Our organist is Nancy Gunterman. The opening hymn is number 948, All Glory Be to God Alone, hymn number 948 found in the Lutheran service book. The Ladies' Aid Group is sponsoring the flowers on the altar and the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in honor of LWML, that's Lutheran Women's Missionary League, Sunday.
Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered together to hear God's word, to call upon him in prayer and praise, and to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his only Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad.
O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you announce your will for us in the mysterious and troubling ways. We pray that as Mary once heard and accepted the angel's message of your will, we too may hear your call and respond with full faith and willingness to serve. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. The Old Testament reading from 1 Samuel, the third chapter, beginning at the first verse. The young man Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the young man. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant hears." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us speak together the words of the LWML pledge.
In fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and his blood-bought gift of redemption, we dedicate ourselves to him with all that we are and have, and in obedience to his call for workers in the harvest fields, we pledge him our willing service wherever and whenever he has need of us. We consecrate to our Savior our hands to work for him, our feet to go on his errands, our voice to sing his praises, our lips to proclaim his redeeming love, our silver and our gold to extend his kingdom, our will to do his will, and every power of our life to the great task of bringing the lost and the erring into eternal fellowship with him. Amen.
The epistle reading from Philippians, the second chapter, beginning at the fifth verse. "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Having heard the gospel of our Lord, we confess our Christian faith through the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, Light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated. The sermon text from today's gospel reading. Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Thus far the words of our text. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So today is LWML Sunday, that is Lutheran Women's Missionary League Sunday, and it is a time that we take and set aside to remember the work of Lutheran women in mission and the service they provide to the church at large and to the church at home. What is it that Lutheran Women in Mission are organized to do? They are organized to joyfully proclaim Christ, support mission work, equipping women to honor God by serving others. Here at home and abroad, these women collect their mites. So you remember the widow's mite, the small coin that the elderly woman took to put in the temple treasury. And it was all that she had left, one small coin that was given to the temple. And upon seeing this, Jesus pointed this out to his disciples and stated that her gift was great, not because of the size of the gift, but everyone else was giving out of what they had. This woman was giving out of what she did not have. The LWML women and others who support them collect their coins in a mite box, and once each 3 months, they combine them in a mite box ceremony. These coins are dedicated to the service of furthering the kingdom of God through acts of service. In this triennium, 2023, 24, and 25, the Lutheran Women's Missionary League has a mission grant total of $2,350,000. This money goes to help projects such as the Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch, the Forged in Fire Mobile Kitchen Disaster Services, LCMS Pastoral Education, and children's homes in the nation of Tanzania. These projects and 31 more of them in all help put hands and feet to service in furthering the good news of Jesus Christ. Here our women serve locally through assisting grieving families with funeral dinners by providing books to the Crisis Pregnancy Center. And though not all the quilters are members of the LWML and not all LWML members are quilters, these two groups work hand in hand to serve others and to serve God. These women follow in the footsteps of godly women of the Bible, such as Mary and Martha and Lydia and Tabitha and Dorcas and Elizabeth, and of course, Mary, the mother of our Lord. Young Mary was asked to do one simple thing in service to her God and her Lord. One simple thing: feed the poor? No. Sew clothes? No, not that. Raise money for the Jewish temple? No, not that either. Not at all. Mary was asked to do one simple thing, and you know what that was. Give birth to and raise a son. God calls on Mary as a servant. Mary responds in faith and trust in her Lord. She was ready at a short notice to serve God in an exceptionally large task, being the mother of the ultimate servant, God's son and her son. Her son who will give his life as a ransom for many. At the time of our text, Jesus' conception in Mary's womb, it was of course 9 months before Jesus' birth. Mary was living in Nazareth, and she was engaged to be married to Joseph. And an angel named Gabriel was sent to Nazareth with a message that would change Mary's life. "Do not be afraid, Mary," the angel said, "for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb, and you will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Not only does Gabriel calm Mary's fears at the scene of one of God's holy angels, Gabriel adds, "You have found favor with God." It wasn't that Mary had done something extra special. It wasn't that Mary herself was extra special. Mary was not worthy of God's favor, of his grace and his kindness. Mary is a sinful woman, just like you and I are sinful human beings. Nevertheless, God chose her to be the mother of his son, Jesus. God was about to fulfill his promise to send a Messiah, the Savior of the world, And the Messiah is going to save us from our sins. God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law. God sent his Son to redeem me and you, each a lost and condemned person. After all the years of waiting, God was ready, and he was sending the Savior. Mary, of all people, was about to be the mother of the Messiah. Needless to say, Mary was perplexed, and so she asked a simple question. How will this be, for I am a virgin? It was not a question born out of unbelief. It was a question, a sincere and honest question. She received her answer. Her son would not have a human father. Rather, she would conceive through the work of the Holy Spirit. And the child Jesus, without a human father, would not have original sin. The child Mary will conceive will be God's son. And as such, he will be a perfect son, a perfect child, a perfect human being. Gabriel sums up the whole visit when he declared, "Nothing is impossible with God." The impossible was going to be possible, and the ordinary was going to be extraordinary. And what is Mary's response? Mary's response is, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be unto me as you have declared." She believed the message that Gabriel delivered from God. It was God who was calling her to be the mother of his son, the Savior of the world. She believed the message. Mary heard and believed God's word. God's own word was the basis for Mary's trust and confidence and belief in her, in God. It was her faith that allowed her to say that she was now ready to serve. How would she tell? How would she explain all of this to Joseph? It wouldn't be easy, but she trusted that God would work it all out. Mary was ready to serve. God's son Jesus came ready to serve. He was ready to take on a task that included way more than being miraculously born. His task, his job description was that what he would share with his disciples. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus became a man. Jesus came ready to serve. He taught, he healed, he went to the cross and rose again from the grave to bring us salvation. Jesus was a true servant. Paul summed it up in his letter to the Philippians, saying that Christ emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant. Being in the likeness of man and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. As a true servant, Jesus made the impossible possible. By God's grace and favor, Jesus was able to accomplish that which was not possible for us. He opened up eternal life to all who believe in him. Jesus came to earth on a rescue mission. He opened up eternal life. He undertook that mission that took him to the cross to die for the sins of the world and then to conquer death by rising from the dead. On that first Easter morning, Jesus accomplished his mission. So what about us? Now it is our turn to step forth in servanthood and in serving. Mary was ready to serve. Jesus served. It is now our task to serve those around us. If we are looking for someone to imitate, we can look at Mary and her response. We are to make ourselves willing to serve the Lord. How does that happen? We have experienced God's grace through the work of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. God has given us the record or the account of Jesus' service recorded in the Bible. God has redeemed us through our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of the redemption that Jesus has given, we have the opportunity to be servants just as Mary did. St. Paul put it this way, "Jesus died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised again." So in a reflection of Jesus Christ, we stand ready to use our talents to serve God in his kingdom. On this Sunday, we celebrate and remember the work of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. Their motto is about willing service and having an attitude of joyfully serving. And since 1942, Women in Mission have focused on affirming each woman's oneness with Christ, encouraging and equipping Christian women to live out their lives in service to the gospel and in service to those who are around them. These women and their foremothers have been and continue to be ready to serve the Lord with gladness. God called Mary to service, and she was ready, as she told the angel Gabriel, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord." God sent his Son to serve, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Even the Son of Man has come not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." May we, each and every one of us, all be ready and willing to serve. May our response as baptized children of God be one of service, as Martin Luther put it, "that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness." In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for our prayers. Lord Jesus Christ, you demonstrated to us in your earthly work that you are concerned both with the soul care and physical care, and that often the two are linked. We thank you for the work of our Lutheran Women in Mission who seek to serve in both of those domains of life. Bless the labor of these women and cause it to prosper to the comfort of people's earthly lives and to the salvation of their souls. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you, O Christ, for the surgeries completed upon Helen Connect, Judy Smith, and Debbie Taylor. Now, O Christ, we implore you for a return to full health for these ladies, asking that their bodies heal and that they receive the relief so hoped for. We also come before you on behalf of Kevin Ray as he seeks continued healing for the infection that resides in his body. Grant, O Lord, that the antibiotics do their work of blunting the infection and returning health to Kevin's body. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
God of the nations, conflict, turmoil, and warfare are ever present in our fallen world, and we are not immune from those very same concerns impacting our lives. We ask you to preserve our nation from war and bloodshed. Hold back evil powers that seek to enforce their will upon our countries and cause wars and the upheaval and turmoil that they cause to cease, and grant peace to reign so that we would not only be prosperous, but also that the gospel would find new ground to grow in. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all worlds, we have seen the effects of the fallen creation as hurricanes have swept many of our United States. Hear our prayers for those suffering from the devastation left by the recent hurricanes. Strengthen our synod as our disaster teams seek to provide assistance. Keep safe the survivors. Comfort those who grieve the loss of loved ones or property, and increase the spiritual, mental, and physical resilience of all the afflicted. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Gracious Savior, as we come this day to receive the sacrament of the altar, grant that we find in your body and blood solace in the forgiveness of our sins, and in that forgiveness, may we also receive the strength to live out our lives as Christians and as how Christians ought to live, in true faith toward you and in fraternal care for one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear all our prayers spoken and those that are in our hearts and in our minds. In your name we ask all these things. Amen. Please be seated for the reception of our gifts and offerings.
You have been sharing in the Sunday morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
Please rise as we begin the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and have given your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same manner also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Please rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you each in the true faith into life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. Thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
ask the LWML ladies to retire to the auditorium and everyone else to please be seated. Just a reminder this morning, there is no youth group today, no youth group activities today. Please be reminded that on October 30th is the Circuit Reformation Service. Dr. Ken Sherb from the district office will be preaching for us, and we will follow that with a brat meal and a brief presentation by some missionaries who are involved in Lutheran Bible translators.
October 27th.
Oh, thank you, Diane. October 27th. I am sorry about that. October 27th. I saw the 3 o'clock and went with 3:30. Anyway, October 27th. Please check your Zion's Light for any other information going on in the congregation, and may the Lord be with you. May he bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. Morning.
Hey,